back to another episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi The Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
And I'm your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 9, titled Hungry Eyes. But before we get into that, we'll get into some trivia for Terry.
Actually, we'll first start with my announcement, which is that it has been a good run, but I have once fallen victim to yet another upper respiratory infection.
Oh, no.
It's Tuesday, so what do I have? Damn, you froze like that. Here I am dying, and your laptop betraying you.
Okay.
All right, you're back. I'm assuming you heard my update.
Yeah, I heard that you are sick again, but then I froze too.
just keeping you guys filled in. And I had a very busy weekend. So fortunately, I do these so far in advance. Do I know what the hell is happening today? No. But at one point in time when I wrote this, I did. I have three trivia questions. One, who did Sav dress as for the Halloween dance 2 years ago?
Oh my god, is this... Wow, I don't even want to say my random fact, because what if I'm wrong? Is it that man that we had the bracelets for?
Yes, Lance, I think
Armstrong.
So.
Lance mm-hmm. Armstrong? Mm-hmm. Lance, okay.
Unless we had one for another man. I think right. It's this one. Why does Manny get eliminated?
Because she's too short. It's like a 5'7" minimum or something like that.
Yes. And last one, where did Sav and Mia kiss?
Oh my god. I don't remember the name of that. The random ass like fishbowl that they have in the middle of their school where they just let people go to do stuff.
Because why?
It's literally just like a room that everyone can see for probably just the purpose of it being Degrassi, because stuff be going down in here. But I don't know the name of it. It's a garden or something.
They have so many things outdoors that I mean, Toronto's not really that different than Chicago, but the way I didn't think that they should just like live indoors, although right. They have way better snow removal in Canada. I think I even may have seen that snow removal video they had in Toronto. I don't remember where I was watching. And it was like, what are we doing here? Because it's not that.
That is funny. Yeah. We got some stuff figured out.
Well, that's all I have.
Beautiful.
I have a trigger warning but for sexual assault, but I think that's just because I copied and pasted from the first episode.
That normally happens to me. I was over here thinking we were on episode 8 still, so.
Honestly, we are here, okay?
We made it.
So we can go ahead and get into it.
Yes, we can do that.
All right, so we're going to start with our plot B of the episode. I don't know what the hell goes on in the first plot because, as I said, I'm here, but, like, am I? Because I wrote, as if this episode could not get any worse. This is also the episode where Mia plays herself a second time by sipping for Sav.
Mm-hmm. What did we miss? I was wondering what we missed because, again, I have the memory of the last time we saw her and Sav together. He was like, I don't want a girlfriend. So I'm just like, what is she reading that we end up back in the scenario where you think he suddenly wants a girlfriend? Well, I guess he does, but it's not you.
I just feel like he was so clear. He was so clear that he was not interested. And you're still over here trying, and I wish you wouldn't.
Right. Just because they're playing, like, badminton or whatever, but...
And, like, honestly, I feel like I'm remembering it wrong. We're going to get into it. I feel like she kind of, like, threw herself at him.
Mm-hmm. I kind of remember that too.
He didn't flirt with her. He was just a nice guy.
Girl.
And he was very clear. He was very clear. He was like, that's not what I want. Anyway. So I'm already embarrassed just by seeing her face alone. And evidently Mia used to play badminton really well at Lakehurst. And Sav asked Mia to be his partner since his partner flaked on him. Mia, as we said, did not take the hint from a few episodes ago. She and Sav are practicing after school, and she lays it on thick about how much he's grown up. Why does she move in to kiss him? And Sav is like, I've never done anything. And Mia's like, well, lots of people are virgins. Okay. He's like, no, I've never even kissed a girl. And Mia's like, well, I can teach you off the court if you teach me on the court. Girl, if he wanted to kiss you, he would.
It's the fact that every time you try to go for him or like try to kiss him, he has an excuse or like a reason. Not an excuse, it's a reason. And he's telling you that reason.
Me and Sab do great at their badminton tournament, and then we're gonna pause so I can sneeze. I lost my sneeze in case anyone was wondering.
Come back.
She's like, it's time to teach you how to be around a girl. Because apparently when a girl says they're cold, they actually mean that they want to be warmed up. And so now here comes my fun fact. One time I was in the office at work and it was really hot outside and inside the building because, you know, AC never works in education. And I could not cool down to save my life. And I complained maybe like 1 to 3 times about like how hot it was. Like, it's just so hot. I'm so hot. I didn't even really remember the interaction, but one of my coworkers in the office interpreted my complaints as me trying to get another coworker's attention. And she mocked me once I left. And she was like, I'm so hot. I'm so hot. But like, really, I was just hot.
What? That's so specific.
I was just hot. And so I don't know. I guess maybe sometimes they're just cold and I was just hot.
Like people are just expressing their thoughts out loud.
Like, I hate it when y'all be reading into things. It's like, well, did you really mean that you're okay? Look, I'm not some bitch. I will tell you when I'm pissed, okay? You don't ever have to worry about me hiding my feelings from you.
Yeah, that's so true here too, where it's just like, girl, if you like the way that Mia's so forward too, I get that she's probably trying to speak for other people, but it's like the way that you're so forward, I think you would literally just be like, hey, let's cuddle, or hey, let me get your jacket. Like, it's just like the and having to interpret things is just like, because what if someone interprets it wrong and you really just want their jacket or something, and now he over here hugging you? Like,
I just, man, I what is this advice, Mia?
yeah, it's terrible advice.
Somehow Mia cuddles Sav and then they kiss. I don't know how we got from this to that.
In their fishbowl again in front of everybody.
As if nobody, what did you, what were you? Anyway, Holly J walks by and she sees the both of them kissing and she congratulates Mia on her makeout session in the Zen Garden. And then Mia tells Holly J, we kissed. And I was like, so these scenes didn't add up because, yeah, that's literally what she was telling you. I saw you kissing him in the Zen Garden, and you're like, oh, we kissed. Okay. And your name is Mia Jones. Thank you for stating the obvious here.
And none of this is believable that you I still don't get that her and Holly are friends, so I don't believe that you would go up to her and tell her about Sav.
She played herself this whole episode.
Right.
Because she was just making fun of you for your cellulite.
Right. Why are you like confiding in anything? If she would have said something to me, I'd have been like, okay, and? Because you know that Holly J, the first time around, Holly J also has something for him. So it's like they were competing in a sense. So I literally be like, yeah, and I know you saw it, girl. And what?
Right. I'm so confused. Like, Mia's not this stupid. I mean, she is actually this stupid. Actually, she is. And we see. Right. So she tells Mia tells Holly J that she was his first kiss, and Molly makes or how Molly, not their couple name. Also, side note, I you know how your phone be reading your thoughts and shit, right? So I hop on Reddit today, and they show me the Hunger Games Reddit, which is crazy because guess who's reading the Hunger Games series the second time or like an 18,000 time? Anyway, it's of
That's
course
funny.
me, so of course my phone knows, and I'm looking through it, and somebody refers to Katniss and PETA as cat pee. And I was like, that's a horrible couple name. Well, why don't they call themselves Pe- oh.
That is
Anyway,
so funny.
so that's how we got from Molly to Katniss and PETA's
Cat
duo
pee.
name. Why did both of them are bad. And then they talked about all the names for like combining Coriolanus with other people because obviously the end of his name is anus. So he ruins every name he gets added to. That's not the point of this episode. The point is Molly, we're having a conversation. And Holly remarks that Mia won't be Sav's last kiss today. And I don't know why Mia talked to Holly's rude ass in the first place, but here we are.
Right.
Badminton is back on and Sav and Mia wins the game. Mia kisses Sav in celebration. And I was just as confused as Sav because it didn't really seem like the place that we were doing kissing anyway.
Yeah. How did we get here?
Nobody's supposed to be here. Sav is, just like myself, thought that Mia was just trying to help him. But actually we learned that Mia helped Sav prep to kiss somebody else. And she gets upset and she leaves. Girl, what did you think was going on?
Yeah. Again, we just had that conversation with him not too long ago. And now he's talking about... Also, Sav very clearly like was confiding in Mia for this because I'm going to put it on the fact she has a baby. So he's like, this little girl a little fast so she could teach me a thing or two. So I actually would have felt a way about that. But of course, you read into it opposite as like he wanted her. But girl, he was really just using you because he thought that you were experienced.
You know, and honestly, he really wasn't using her because, I mean, like he was, right? He's like, yeah, well, you should probably know about this. Right. But he didn't ask her anything. Right. She offered. Mm-hmm. And so that I feel like when you say that someone was using someone, it makes it kind of feel malicious. But I was like, yeah, I mean, he was because he needed that information. But mm-hmm. If you offer to tutor me in math and I say yes, I'm not using you to tutor. You shouldn't have offered if you ain't want to be used.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably in that instance more on Mia because she was trying to sneak the fact that she still had feelings for him in there and be like, oh, this is the opportunity to like get in because he already confided in me that he like hasn't kissed anybody. So like, this is my chance to be his first. And then like, that means something. So I really, really was a little bit sneaky on her side because she kind of like snuck in there and was like, actually, I can do it.
Snake emoji ass hoe. So the next day, Mia sees Sav and Anya giggling over what looks like a sticker book. And it really was a sticker book. But then Holly J and Mia bond because they need men, not boys. Okay. I mean, whatever helps you separate yourself from the embarrassment of kissing this man in front of other people.
Yeah. Also, y'all are not friends, but I love how we just like, as a group decided to get over Sav because Anya's with him. And again, Holly J treats Anya like crap. So like, it's the least she could do. But I'm actually very surprised that she's still not trying to swoop in considering that's who he's going for.
Well, fun fact, in the future, actually, and I really like the way Holly and Sav, when it does happen.
I have no memory of them, so that'll be news to me.
It's probably better that way. I think it's also in the same era of him hooking up with Miss O. And we don't talk about that Degrassi predator enough because it don't make any sense. Separate yourself from your students.
They're always going to sneak that in there.
But it's like at least old boy got in trouble. Mr. O got in trouble. Mr. Oleander. It's always a bitch with the last name O.
That's so... Did they do that on purpose?
I was wondering because Tristan hooks up. Well, I mean, Tristan is preyed on and molested. I don't know what we're saying. Anyway, by someone. And I don't remember. No, that was Mr. Yates. His last name started with a Y. Mm-mm. He was nasty, too. Oh, and I couldn't, like, look. Everybody always talks about, like, everybody hates Tristan because he's gay. And I just want to be clear. I don't hate Tristan because he's gay. He's gay because I hate him. I'm so sorry. That's... Mean Girls just lives and breathes in my life. But I just hate him. He was so mean to Maya when she was like, hey, this man is a predator. Like, someone should probably tell on you or tell on this man. And he was, like, horrible to Maya as a result of her doing that. And that little bitch never apologized. And I know Maya was annoying and she was nosy. She was just as bad as Emma, if not worse. Not denying it. But that shit right there where he was such an asshole to Maya... We're not even talking about the right episode right now, but I don't give a shit. Where he was such an asshole to Maya after she snitched on him may have been realistic, but I still want to slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, no, that's trifling as fuck. Because they were supposed to be best friends, too.
I can't stand his little bitch ass. All right. I guess we should break from my rant to move on to plot A. I am so disappointed to share that this is the Purple Dragon episode of Degrassi.
Yeah, give us absolutely nothing.
I have never understood the who, what, when, where, or why of this plot. The Purple Dragon rep is from Radio Free Roscoe, I believe.
I did look that up.
Liberty is, of course, as always, against Purple Dragon. She's the new Emma, since Emma's a little following ass hoe, so sell out ass bitch.
Sell
And
out.
Liberty calls her that. Emma is about to jump on board with Liberty being anti-Purple Dragon, despite the fact that Manny is, of course, interested in attending the tryouts. But then Damien suggests that, Emma, you look great in purple. That's funny because do you remember when Damien told Manny that, or no, he told Emma that he wasn't surprised she only had one friend?
They definitely did not like each other.
And now he's like, you look great in purple. Okay. I'm not seeing the trajectory here. Liberty and Manny lightly mock Emma's predictability because she's like, oh, I'm so against Purple Dragon. And they're like, oh, that's a surprise. And then I think she made some comment about her, like, going to go make Sean hemp bracelets or something. I don't remember. Damien pushes the Purple Dragon tryouts onto Emma a second time when Manny remarks that he seems to be intern. It's okay with Manny, though, because they only dated for like 4 hours. But it might be an issue with Sean. Did you remember Sean?
Her whole ass man that is overseas or wherever the hell he is. Where is he?
I don't even understand why they're still together. But neither do I. Neither does Emma or Manny.
Right.
Where am I? Emma starts to realize that she is very predictable, and her inquisitive facial expression suggests that she's about to do something unpredictably reckless. However, I would argue that Emma's presentation to the class about her sexuality was both unhinged and unpredictable, so I don't agree that she's unpredictable. She'd be doing some wild shit. She always goes and does the most. Liberty and Emma are meeting about the harmful effects of Purple Dragon. Emma is not in the mood for being predictable anymore. So she's like, let's infiltrate Purple Dragon instead of just boycotting them. And Manny and Liberty get eliminated when they try to infiltrate, but Emma remains in the running. She's evidently very good at selling poisonous product. Emma's walking around Degrassi in her Purple Dragon dress, and Snake is not comfortable to find her in the outfit, which is confusing because why are you okay with them showing up in outfits that you wouldn't let the students wear?
Right, like why, if you're uncomfortable about your daughter wearing it, then why are you letting like the student body wear it? Yeah, and I still don't understand, like I understand what it's comparable to, not necessarily like word for word, but my guess is that these Purple Dragon is supposed to be like a Monster Energy drink, and Monster Energy drink has like, I think they call them Monster Girls or something like that, and they like do festivals and they pretty much do the same shit but like at actual events and not a school. So it's interesting that a school is being sponsored by this, but just like it doesn't make sense for it to be a high school and these girls doing it. Like if it was college, maybe, because that's probably where they recruit them from in real life. But why are we pulling high school students that are like probably barely legal?
I don't think this makes any sense. I also didn't even make the connection between this them and Monster Girls. That actually makes a lot of sense in a way that it still doesn't make any sense. What are we doing in
Right.
high school?
Why are we here recruiting these teenagers?
Children.
Yeah.
Emma appears to be having too much fun working her job in the outfit and Liberty accuses her of being a sellout. Emma flirts with a gross ass Danny and Derek, and Damien is really impressed with the dress on Emma. So he asks for a thank you since this was his idea, and Emma kisses him.
Girl.
And when Manny inquires about the kiss, Emma is only thinking about Manny and Damien, like, oh, sorry about it. I know that was your man. But not Sean, her boyfriend, with a second reminder of the episode.
Right.
Emma gets some feedback from the leader that she has to be approachable but not attainable. So no more kissing on the lips. Bruce the Moose later tells Emma that she's smooth and she's probably even smoother under that dress. So he lays it on thick and Emma spills a drink on him and tells him to get out of her face. So then the leader offers Bruce a free t-shirt. Emma's like, Bruce is a Neanderthal. And the leader says, then you should have poured the drink on yourself to encourage his fantasies and sell via sex. I mean, when is Emma's birthday? Is she an adult at this point in time?
Right.
It's gross. Why are we selling? I'm over here dying slowly every week. Oh, then this is crazy. So Emma's confused because she is minimized down to being a body and a tool for sales. What else did you think you were? And so she's not allowed to have an opinion. She's like, I can't have an opinion. No, bitch, you're literally here to sell this drink. Then she goes to take a drink after getting ripped to shreds by the leader. And the lady smacks the drink out of her hand and tells her, they sell the product, but you do not drink it. The drink is a ticket, and this is creative, and I really actually hate it, to obese city.
That's wild.
I mean, I would never repeat it because we don't fat shame over here, but that was a nice play on words that you did right there. She tells Emma that if her attitude isn't perfect, then her body better be. And since Emma wears the largest size they make, which is crazy because, I mean, if you watch the episode, you actually see what Emma looks like. She's tiny. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with y'all? Are you okay? No, nobody's okay. Emma is super fake because she was all for Purple Dragon until they fat shamed her. So you actually were a sellout until you got your feelings hurt. And now you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, they're horrible. They were always horrible, girl. You just like being gassed up.
Yeah. She's such a learn the hard way, head ass, and like, yes, that too, but like, just I gotta do it to like know that it's wrong. Sometimes you just gotta trust like your gut, and that was wrong. Like, these girls don't need to be exploiting children in a high school in these tiny ass dresses. And also, for someone that has already like struggled with disordered eating, this is not the right place for you. Like, I knew that before homegirl said that to her, and like all those comments about obesity. Like, it's very clear that it has to do with body image, and you struggle with that, so you probably shouldn't do it.
Right, which is why everybody was worried about her when she got into that, rightfully so. But, you know, you got to learn it the hard way. And that's what Emma did. She learned it the hard way. So she hops up on stage, preaching to her soapbox. She was told to either shut up or take off the dress. So she's standing on stage because she decided to take off the dress. Okay, so she's on her soapbox, and then the leader turns her, and she's like, you can either shut up or take off the dress. And she's like, well, I'm not going to shut up. And now she's naked.
I love how the teachers just let this random lady talk to her like that. Like, who is this girl?
As someone who works in education, the teachers be saying stuff like that on their own.
That's actually horrible.
Y'all be the ones saying it, so... Purple Dragon maintains their partnership with Degrassi, thank God, but the school board will review their policy for in-school promotions. Miss H somehow decided not to punish Emma for her behavior because she thought it was ballsy. She got 2 days of detention for violating the dress code, and Snake begs Emma to give him a break. The episode ends with Emma saying she's going to let Sean know that she isn't the same girl he left behind, but she's also into making sexy eyes at Damien, and the episode ends. Girl, didn't Sean learn you weren't the same girl he left behind when he found out that you gave his best friend Sloppy Toppy in a ravine?
Really learned that the hard way.
He already know you get down and dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny. That was my question. I was like, is she going to tell Sean that she literally stripped in front of the whole school? Or is she going to leave that detail out?
You ask a lot of the questions.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. None of it adds up, but I'm glad Purple Dragon. That's why it also doesn't make sense to me, because was Purple Dragon actually a drink that they were promoting, or did they just need this storyline?
Do we ever see Purple Dragon again?
Probably not.
I can't wait to see. I don't remember, honestly. How far ahead am I? I'm
Anytime
a
you
couple
search
episodes ahead.
Purple Dragon Degrassi, it's just that one episode that comes up.
That's how terrible. What are we doing here?
Girl, how, like a fake sponsorship. Like if it was Monster, it would have made so much sense. Obviously, they were supporting Monster. They had a bunch of sponsorships in the show already. Give us nothing.
Yeah, like that one time when we saw the Pop Tarts with Ellie and
Right.
Marco. Yeah, I like my Pop Tarts hot. Yummy.
Well, it placed right in the center of the screen.
30 seconds talking about Pop Tarts. Oh, that's not suspicious at all. You had any other comments?
No, I don't even think I had a moral for this episode, honestly.
Oh, I don't. I actually quit trying.
Yeah, no, I have no clue. Yep, we're just here we are, just discussing another random Degrassi storyline. Thank you for listening.
Right. Next on Degrassi, Spinner is trying to cope with the effects of cancer and chemotherapy, so he starts smoking marijuana at the encouragement of that little pesky devil on his shoulder named Jason. This turns Jane away, especially when he begins hanging out with his ex-girlfriend Darcy. Meanwhile, Paige hates her job and she decides to take a few days off to relax. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend. To hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok under some derivative of the username Below the Dot. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on your airwaves this time next week. Oh, look, we have an email. Hey, Chris and Terry, I'm just going to read this now, so I hope they don't say anything crazy. I loved your recent episode. I agree with you on Ellie. She becomes a pick me and very male identified in later seasons. My understanding is because her dad left for the army, she becomes codependent on wanting male validation. Okay, if I were more empathetic, I probably would have seen that better.
Came to that conclusion.
Her breakup with Marco amplified her abandonment issues. It's like, girl, have some damn agency. You ain't lying. Can't wait to hear what you both say about Sav and Mia. Whoo! That she's embarrassing. They sign their name, but I don't know if they want me to read it. So if you do or don't want me to read your name in the future, just go ahead and let me know. Otherwise, I'll leave you anonymous. But thank you so much for your email. You actually heard me check our email live on air. Well, not live, but whatever, while I'm recording. So that was a genuine response of excitement. Keep sending us more emails. All right, we'll be back on your airwaves this time next week, whatever it takes.